This morning I'll be reading from Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
According to surveys conducted in 2018 and 2019, 65% of American adults describe themselves as Christians when they are asked about their religion, which is a decrease of 12% over the past decade. A large number of people every year are persuaded into leaving the church. This trend is continuously moving down each year, resulting in more and more people walking away from God. This decrease in Christianity not only fills our society with sin, but it more explicitly fills it with anxiety and depression. For those who have walked away from God, anxiety can take hold and completely control a person's life. These types of depressing emotions are why people feel lonely and hopeless in our world. Pain and suffering is unavoidable for them, but God promises us that no matter the circumstance, we can cast our cares and burdens on Him, as was just read in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Helping others realize that God loves them and that He will look after them is essential when it comes to evangelism. We are called to be the light and draw others in by showing them that they have a Creator who loves them. But the plan of salvation does not stop here. Our world must also confess to their reasonings for a separation from the Holy Spirit in order to truly realize their need for a greater being. One of the best ways to draw others in is by showing them that they are not alone and that they can cast all of their cares on God. Psalms 86, verses 1 through 7, shows God's steadfast love and how David was able to look to Him during times of trouble instead of fighting alone. It reads, "Lord, listen to me and answer. I am poor and helpless. Protect me, because I worship You. My God, save me, Your servant, who trusts in You. Lord, have mercy on me, because I have called to You all day. Give happiness to me, Your servant, because I give my life to You, Lord. Lord, You are kind and forgiving, and have great love for those who call to You. Lord, hear my prayer, and listen when I ask for mercy. I call to You in times of trouble, because You will answer me." This is a great example in order to show the hardship of a man who understands he cannot go on alone. He confesses his sadness and his ultimate need for God in a time where men were seeking his life. Giving people this type of good news and relinquishing of power should be our top priority. Another important element that we should have is patience. 1 Thessalonians 5:14 says, "And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive, encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone." Helping to inform someone that they should alter their life as well as the pattern of their life and their actions along with Jesus is usually a long and challenging process. Most people also do not take it very lightly when you give them suggestions for change. Patience is necessary as we are building a relationship with others, showing them that we support them and that we are worthy of gaining their trust. If we have not gained their trust, then giving them a few Bible verses and our opinion will usually not help them, more than likely and it will more than likely be forgotten or taken as an insult. Patience takes prayer, ongoing action, and dedication as we try to sow the seeds of trust in someone who is still learning to rely on God. Prayer is also just as important, as we do not have the power to convert or change anyone. We're the ones who are to play a supporting role and share God's word. But we need God's help, as he has the power to bring them into his kingdom. His wisdom and strength is something we cannot go without, especially when dealing with matters of this world. Communication with our Father is an important part of all of our lives, so it should be conducted on behalf of others as well as alongside our brothers. By acting in such a way, others will be able to see that speaking to our Savior is necessary in learning how to fully rely on our Heavenly Father. Prayer is also important, as Jesus was someone who would constantly pray for and with his disciples. The most important step is influencing them by the way you pattern your own life after Christ. We can tell them whatever we want, but showing them that we are a hypocrite will not help anyone. Our own life should also not just blend in. It should draw other people to wonder what or why we are so different. Having God should show others that we have something different about us that they do not have. No one would want to make a life-changing decision if we don't live by what we have told them. It shows to them that we must not think that it is all that important if we aren't living our own life by what we have told. They should be able to see clear benefits of the fruits of the Spirit in our life. We will make mistakes as well as fall short, but people should see the elements of truth, grace, joy, peace, and love that results from a strong relationship and faith. Sometimes our actions alone may be the most important part that could help influence someone to make the right decision. If people can see that God's power is in us, they will wonder what they are missing, and they will seek after it themselves. If you would turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4, starting in verse 11. It says, "Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching, and to teaching." Our examples to others should be through the way we talk, act, and love others. Our example is also shown to others by how seriously that we take our faith. Being able to fit into the world is just an easy way out. Most people think that it is too hard to go against the grain and show how great Christ truly is. We are called to share his word to the public through preaching and teaching. If we cannot even mention his name to our peers, then we have fallen into Satan's trap. Instead of always telling others what they should do, listening and asking what your friends need is important. Knowing how to point him in the right direction to help them comes from asking questions and listening. This will help them to create their own identity in Christ without us giving it or forcing it to them. Inviting them to pray and read Scripture on their own will also greatly help them. Even if they are not completely sure about the power of prayer, inviting them to prayer opens the door, giving them the freedom to talk to God that can help them confess what is on their mind, giving their requests a chance to be made known. Inviting your friends to read Scripture is also just as important as you are allowing their eyes to be opened to the inspired Word of God. They will be able to give their own response and feedback of Scripture as they read it. God's inspired words will help others to understand His will for them. God knocks on our hearts persistently, speaks to us directly, and invites us to make our own decision to follow Him based on the truth that He gives us. This choice of following God is completely up to each person to choose. Galatians 5, verse 13 says, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." Serving one another is the main goal. We are not trying to win an argument, judge others, or assert our own authority over them. We are to engage in the lives of others, building relationships with them, and teaching them in any way that we can. We can point others in the right direction, but God is the only one that has the power to bring them to His kingdom. As everyone struggles with day-to-day burdens of life, having God in our life, protecting, guiding, and loving us is something we are blessed with. We should share this joy with as many people as possible. No one is made to withstand the hardship of life alone, as more and more people walk away from God every year. Be an outspoken voice, an example to those by offering God's love and wisdom to them. Having faith may take a while to grow, and some people may shut us completely out. But we may impact people more than we think if our motives remain pure. Evangelism is an ongoing, never-ending job, as God's kingdom is meant for all.